Chapter 16. The Success of the Pilgrims. By this time the colony was a success. They had now plenty of food and clothes, and knew that so long as they worked hard they could be sure of comfortable homes at Plymouth. That was the most important thing they did. The Pilgrims proved that men and women could live here in comfort from what they could raise in the country. You see, people before had not been able to live in New England without being fed and clothed from Europe. Before many people could come here to live, they must know that they could get along on what they could raise here themselves. It would not be much of a home if they could not live in it without help. The Pilgrims' success proved very clearly that good homes could be had here for people who were willing to work. The Pilgrims, you see, had struggled against every possible disadvantage, and it became clear to others in England that few colonies would ever have to struggle against so much as the Pilgrims had. If they could live here, others would have very little trouble. They had come practically without anything. They did not bring enough food to carry them through the first year, nor enough clothes to last until they could make or buy more. They came in debt to the merchants for the clothes on their back, the shoes on their feet, and the little food they did possess. They started out with nothing of their own. Sickness then came, and many of them died. More people came, and they had to feed them and take care of them. Enemies bothered them and ate their food and made trouble with the Indians. Everything was as bad as it could have been, and yet somehow they got along. They showed that willing hands could make comfortable homes in the New World. That was what people wanted to know, and at once thousands of Englishmen and women came over to New England. When the Pilgrims came in 1620, there was no settlement of English people in New England. In the next years, a few people founded little villages here and there, so that there were soon at least a dozen little settlements, all smaller than Plymouth, and all in a measure dependent on it. Then there came what is known as the Great Emigration of Puritans to Boston. Several thousand people came, bringing many cattle, plenty of food, plenty of clothes, and all sorts of tools and supplies. Where the Pilgrims brought nothing, the people who came to Massachusetts brought everything. They soon founded many towns, the names of which you know: Boston, Charleston, Cambridge, Newton, Brookline, Dorchester, and others. Soon Rhode Island and Providence were founded, and towns in Connecticut and in New Hampshire. You see how many people came to New England because of the success of the Pilgrims, how many people were convinced by what they had done that good homes were to be found here. That is why the Pilgrims are called the Pilgrim Fathers. That is what made this great country here. Of course, many thousands had to come for a great many years after to make as many people as we have here now. But the first who came did the really brave thing and the really important thing, and those were the Pilgrims. You will remember that they had to borrow money to hire the ship and to buy such few things as they did bring. This had not been paid by the time the success of the colony was clear. They did not see how to pay it. Now 8 of the leaders, Bradford, Standish, Allerton, Brewster, Winslow, Prince, Alden, and Howland, agreed to pay the debt if the colony would let them have the right to trade with the Indians. It was a brave and generous thing to do. It was brave because most people did not think that they could pay the debt. It was generous because they agreed to take the responsibility for such a heavy burden and thus set free the colony. They expected to trade with the Indians and pay the merchants in England with the fur they would send back. They succeeded and sent back many shiploads of furs. But they made a mistake. They thought the merchants in England were as good as they were themselves and could be trusted to deal honestly with them. But the merchants cheated them. After they had sent twice the amount of the debt, the merchants declared that they still owed them much money. This, of course, was not true, for the merchants had stolen the furs. But you will see how generous and forgiving the Pilgrims were. They sent over more furs and paid the debt again.